One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. The Lordship of Jesus. When you say that Jesus is Lord of your life, if the Word of God has not gained a mastery over your life, then Jesus is not Lord of your life. And that's where you start. If you're not walking in love, what does John say about you? Turn to 1 John, 1st Epistle of St. John, chapter number 4. Can you read that quickly? From verse 7. Hey, you ready? All right, one to go. Oh. Did you see that? Read it one more time. All right, read the next one. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. Love is demonstrated by giving. When you say that you are so hungry and you decided to steal from somebody, you're not walking in love, you're walking in death, you're walking in darkness. You're not a child of God. Something's wrong with you. And yet there are people who would dare that and force someone else. A young man said, I believe I'm good because I don't kill people. I know that I steal, but that is when I'm pressed to the wall. He said, I use a gun, but it's not a real gun, it's a toy gun. So I don't kill people. I just use it to harass them, and then I collect money because I've been suffering for a long time. Listen, something is wrong. You can't do that. It's a terrible life to live. It's a terrible life to live. You're not walking in love. And the Bible says, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. Love is given, not taken. You don't take from people by force. That's not a good life. You're setting yourself up. You're programming yourself for destruction. You're programming yourself for defeat. You're programming yourself for a hard life. What are you going to be doing when you're 60 years old? You'll be some old man moving around still stealing at 60. with your grandchildren looking after you and saying to you, Daddy, when are you going to stop this? 65-year-old man stealing. What a shame. When you're young is when you build your life for the future. But there's so many young people who want to, they want to have all the good things of life when they're young. No, that's when to work. That's when to build your life for the future. At 30, you want to ride the best car, the most expensive car, you're a fool. Yeah, because you don't know it. You're a fool. When you're inside the car, listen, I've ridden good cars. When you're inside the car, you don't see it from outside. Everything changes when you sit inside. And when you sit inside, you don't know what kind of car you're in. You say, but the comfort is different. Oh, you are deceiving yourself. Some expensive cars are not as comfortable. Well, maybe you want all the gadgets in the car. Those are the things with which you have been deceived. If they were not there, would you buy the car? No, that's why you bought it. They got you. Think again. You want to be influential in life? You want life to deliver a crown to you? You want to work happy, successful in this world? There's a way. I'll tell you how. Number one, think big. Did you hear me? But don't try to be big. Think big. Don't try to be big. There's a difference between the two. Number two, never steal from anyone. Because everything you steal from somebody has a life. The moment you take it to be yours, and it was not given to you willingly, it will collect from you a harvest of itself continually throughout life. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It will keep harvesting from you. And you'll be wondering what the matter is. You will keep suffering and never having the life to enjoy the things that you have stolen. You will always live in fear. Terrible life. Don't be carried away by some of those folks you see outside. They are deceiving themselves. All right? Life is bigger than what you see around. And God is abundantly able to give you a super life. You see that? He's able. Remember when your grandfather had a house on the street and they said it was the greatest house? That house, how many people would like to live there today? That's why Solomon said, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. So don't live your life in vanity. Get yourself ready for the real thing, the real life. Become helpful to others. Think about other people and see what you can do. If you plan your life that way, God will give you joy, prosperity, peace, happiness, strength, and you have the health to enjoy them. Are you still there? Can you say amen? Amen. Say amen. Amen. I always knew I would have a good life. You see, I always knew I have a good life. I always knew I would have a good life, prosperous life, sound life. You know why? Because I delivered myself into God's word early enough. I did. I made up my mind that this thing was going to affect me. I made up my mind for it. I made up my mind that the word of God will guide me. I made up my mind. And it will help anybody. It's available to everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you give yourself to the Word will deliver you into a life of glory. Jesus had a tremendous life. Tremendous life. Tremendous life. Paul had a tremendous life. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's what he said. He said to others, my God shall supply all your needs. He told them. He said, my God. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be independent of circumstances. You don't talk like that until the Word of God has gained the mastery over your life. There's a good life to live. There's a good life, really. I know there's a lot of people who are suffering. They're suffering. They're suffering bad, bad. You ask them, how's everything? They say, bad. Oh boy, they're going through a lot of hardship. But in the midst of all that, there's a glorious life. It's just that they can't see it. And so they're wandering all the time, trying to catch it, trying to catch what is with them. What a terrible life to live. That's why I'm sharing these things with you. So you can understand, let the Word of God gain the mastery. Begin to walk in love and then learn about the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The third person of Godhead. He is the power of the great God of glory. Begin to walk with him and he'll put you through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's the power of God. He opens any door and every door. Doesn't matter what's happening. If you trust in him, nothing is too good for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.